Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Thursday edition of the show. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website, totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. All right, so coming up this hour, we got I'm going to get some burn through some more emails from you guys. There's a variety of topics we can cover, including the ever-popular child porn. Yes, our friend Rich, actually, who has just recently moved to the Free State, has some interesting thoughts.
Child porn is a tough issue, whether people believe it or not.
It absolutely is. And, of course, your calls about anything. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this one in. We might have to do it tomorrow because it's lengthy and I probably need to edit it. But it's a story from The New Yorker about a Massachusetts psychotherapist who fell for one of those Nigerian email scams.
Ah.
You've seen the emails, but have you ever wondered what happens if you actually fall for them? We might talk about that. 800-259-9231. But first, from Lebanon in Tennessee, from thetennessean.com, the cave had it all. Everything Fred Strunk and his work crews needed to grow 100 pounds of marijuana every 2 months.
Wow.
Not a bad take.
Yeah, he's making some there.
That's some good money. Row after row of white, bright grow lights were powered by electricity via an illegal splice into utility lines.
Oh, no. That's great, because one of the ways that they trace growers is
high electric bills.
Right, the large amount they spend. And it's not necessarily a high electric bill. It's a spike in electric bills. If you use $100 1 month and you use $400 the next,
and continue to use $400,
it comes up. It goes up and down. Because
why would it go up and down?
Well, because you
cycle. Constantly growing.
You cycle in. You turn your lights on. You turn your lights off to indicate times right. of the year. And then when you want them to bud, you turn your lights on for longer periods.
Yeah, but if you're growing different crops at once, if you have a
who
huge
does that,
operation,
Ian?
These guys,
that guy explain. Does. But that's not.
There are plenty of people that do that.
But most people who grow one crop at a time.
Okay, the hobbyist growers, yeah, they're only.
Well,
doing
who
one.
Do you think they're trying to catch? I mean, there's a lot more hobbyists out there than there are professional growers.
Okay, true.
I mean, it's just one of the systems.
Okay. An indoor irrigation system was nearly an engineering marvel. A ventilation system controlled humidity, while a security system featured a bank vault-like entrance with security cameras placed everywhere. Did I mention this was all done underground in a cave?
Which means that they couldn't find them by using the helicopters with the
infrared.
The special scopes
right.
to be able to detect light and all that good stuff.
Strategically located, specifically to detect heat, I believe, actually.
Heat, yeah.
Strategically located were escape hatches, should lawmen come knocking. And then there was the cave itself, a rock fortress shielding the illegal activity. Mr. Strunk's pot harvest, without a doubt, replaced tobacco and vegetables as Troutdale County's biggest cash crop. The operation made him rich, allowing Strunk to lead the high life. He frequently traveled for business and pleasure and had stylish homes in both Tennessee and Florida, as well as nice cars, and not to mention enough false identification papers to get lost in a crowd should the need arise, according to investigators. In December, investigators alleged in a 17-count indictment that his more-than-comfortable lifestyle was financed by profits from his high-tech subterranean marijuana farm.
No doubt about that.
On Monday, Strunk, who was 63 years old, acknowledged that he was the mastermind behind the pot cave. Faced with,
I don't know why he would do that, but okay.
He's not even going to trial, Manwich.
Oh.
Faced with a trial when two of his employees, Brian Gibson and Greg Compton, decided to testify against him. Yeah, that's right. Two of the harvesters were ratting this guy out.
Well,
Strunk pleaded guilty. He shuffled into court, which is one reason why. If you're going to grow a crop of marijuana, don't tell anybody.
You really got to do it. Quiet-like.
Yeah, you really have to do it on your own.
Don't take your friends into your closet
right.
and show them. I'm sorry, they're not that good of friends.
The bigger
just
the operation,
don't tell them.
The bigger the operation, the more important it is to keep it absolutely secret.
I would say that's true, but I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters if you're growing one plant in your closet. Or
growing charges are serious business.
They are serious business.
Like, they're more serious than distribution charges.
And if your friend gets some kind of silly little, they get caught with a joint in their pocket, well, they don't want to face probation and
right.
fines or jail time or whatever it is that they're facing. I mean, the people that have a tendency to be in the drug culture, not always the greatest folks. I'm sorry. It's interspersed.
You're saying they're going to roll over on you.
They're going to roll.
Well, in this case, they did. They were going to testify against him, so he just figured he'd plead guilty. He shuffled into court, and which, again, I think is a mistake. I think you should always take these cases to trial. If more people did, then there'd be less. I think there'd be less of this because the courts would get overloaded if all the 700,000 people that were arrested for possessing joints last year or whatever it was they were arrested for, marijuana charges, possession charges.
Mm-hmm.
If all 700,000 of them or even 25% of them took their cases to trial, courts would not be able to handle it. They wouldn't be able to build new courts fast enough. Nobody'd be getting speedy trials anymore, which you have a right to in America.
No.
Anyway, he shuffled into court on Monday morning, arms and ankles shackled, to face the circuit court judge known over the past decade by at least seven other names, including Fred E. Fox, Fred E. Grant, Jerry R. West, to name three of them. Strunk agreed to plead guilty to three of the 17 counts, manufacturing more than 500 marijuana plants. They did find about 850 in the cave. Money laundering and theft. The man who spent 4 to 5 years and untold thousands of dollars turning a dark, musty cave into a brightly lit pot palace that had two growing rooms stretching for 100 yards each.
Wow. Wow.
That's a football field, isn't it?
Man, you got 100 pounds out of that every 2 months. I guess that would be about 100 pounds. I don't know. I mean, at that point, your numbers are really high.
You're making a lot of money. It's also a lot of work.
What does one get? I know that the cops have a street value for a pound of marijuana, and that's just not realistic.
Well, it depends on what
you sold a pound to somebody. What would be like the amount?
I would say if you're doing an underground cave operation, you're likely growing really good pot. I mean, mm-hmm. You've got hydroponic, you've got lights, you've got a system, so you're likely growing top of the line pot, which can I've heard it retails for $4,000 or $5,000 a pound. I mean, so you're looking at serious money.
$5,000 a pound.
Yeah, you're now, looking at $500,000.
Is that moving it to a person who then would sell pounds to people? Like you would sell 100 pounds to one person, and that person would sell pounds to people, and that person
sure.
sold pounds.
Sure, there's high level, low level, mid level distributors.
Now,
absolutely.
How much would the person who's selling the pounds to people? How much is he getting for it?
Anywhere from 4 to 5. That's why I quoted
okay.
that number.
Okay, I was just trying to
like if you're selling hundreds of them, you're probably breaking the price down to $2,000-$3,000 a pound, and these guys are probably making $1,000 a pound on the sales. And then
pretty much everybody doubles it.
And then it breaks down to everybody's got to make their money because it's illegal business. I mean, you wouldn't be in the business if it weren't for the money, right? I mean, sure, there are some people that believe in the product and everything, but a lot of people are in it for the money.
Well,
they believe in the
product because of all the money.
The money wouldn't be there if this wasn't illegal. I mean, go to Kmart, go to Walmart, and go to this tobacco section, and look for the unrolled tobacco, just the bag of tobacco, and just look at the price on that. It's $12 for essentially what is a quarter pound of
shredded tobacco leaf. Now, a lot of that's taxes.
A lot of it is taxes.
But a lot of it is profit.
But I mean, just comparing the prices, it's like $12 compared to $1,200.
And you have to get that tobacco from North Carolina. You have to package it. You have to drive it somehow.
Yep.
The store,
a lot of work.
The store's lights
into that.
Have to be turned on. There's, you know,
there's the store's making a little bit of a profit on that
double,
as well. So,
in all likelihood,
yeah,
maybe not.
I mean, that's a huge difference: $12 to $1,200 or $4,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, continuing the story of the caveman, he. And who knows? I mean, they say untold thousands of dollars. What do you think it would cost to take a cave and turn it into a marijuana-growing facility, an operation? I would say probably at least $100,000. Because listen to this.
I don't know.
They get into the details.
I think you could do it for less.
Well, hold on a second now. Here are the details coming up. Let's see. He has no prior criminal record, so he could be released after serving 30% of his sentence, depending on his prison record and the parole board. So he might actually get out at age 70. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. You want to comment on the pot cave?
Sounds like a life sentence to me.
You want to bring up whatever you want? Do it. By the way, he's getting 12 years for money laundering charges and theft charges. All of them are going to be served together. We'll tell you a little bit more about the cave itself. And how intricate it was, and how just incredible it was. It's quite a feat. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got lots of great stuff on our site, including the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff, you'll find it all, including over 1,200 people interacting. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance, or your only choice, rather, for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. One of the issues that I certainly am a fan of addressing on this show is the war on drugs, and that's certainly something that we want to address when we get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is to perhaps end the war on drugs and end all of the violence associated with
the war on drugs and bring a close to this insanity that we know of as the war on drugs, that is doing nothing more than arresting our friends and our family members and then charging us all to keep them in jail for simply wanting to alter their states. You know, people want to alter their state. What's that mean, Manwich?
It means you're never going to be able to stop drugs or alcohol.
What does to alter one's state mean?
Get high.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily get high, get drunk. To change one's body chemistry, to change one's brain chemistry.
Some people in the morning just can't get going without caffeine.
To experience a new sensation, to experience something different from the norm. People are all over the place doing that. Whether they're doing it legally or illegally, it's a natural human tendency. And so we won't be able to stop it. So what happens is, when you pass laws against people altering their states, the chemicals and the plants, they go underground, and you have men like this guy that start, providing the product. His name, allegedly, is Fred Strunk. Well, at least that's one of the names that they found on his several sets of identification. The man
I'm
had
sure
a,
they have his name right at this point.
Had an underground cave, two growing rooms full of marijuana plants, busted with 850 plants.
These are growing football fields.
Correct. 100 yards each. Underground. Serious and engineering. They had an electrical system that was just an engineering marvel. They had all kinds of... it was just an amazing setup, and we'll get to the details here. By the way, he had no prior record, so he's going to get kind of a light sentence, which is 18 years. I guess that's
kind of... But he's 64?
Right. So they're expecting he might be out within 30% of that sentence. Anyway, apparently when he was arrested back in December, Strunk had been on the radar of local and regional law enforcement for about 9 years.
Wow.
So you had mentioned on a
That's how bad they are at this stuff, I'll tell you.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, in 9 years, they've been prospecting this guy as a marijuana growing guy for 9 years. It's taken them that long.
Amazing. He understood Judge Bond with a yes, answered Judge Bond with a yes, as the judge led him through the process of certifying that he did understand he was waiving his right to a trial, just pleading guilty. In addition to being shackled, he wore a uniform of Macon County, which is...
Man, I can't believe it. I can't believe he'd do it. I mean, he's 64. Chances are really,
fight
really
it.
Good.
Yeah.
You're never going to get out.
You got nothing to lose. Fight it.
Just fight it.
Anyway, so his client, defense attorney, accepted the plea and blah, blah, blah. After Strunk's arrest near his home in Gainesville, Florida, authorities found numerous fake identities, leading investigators to question whether Strunk was even his real name. An investigator testified about finding driver's licenses issued in 4 states. They found birth certificates from several counties in Ohio, baptismal certificates from several churches. Apparently, he sold his house to himself a few times during the 9 years.
There's a lot of taxes to pay on that nonsense.
Although the defendant did not have a prior criminal record, the assistant prosecutor said he did not believe this was the first time Strunk had been involved in such a scheme. It was so elaborate the way things were set up, according to Durham. And I don't know why it's not telling me this. I swear in this article somewhere it says that there's like a bank vault door on this place. I mean, there was serious...
Well, you did. You said there were security cameras.
Did I?
And...
Okay.
Yeah.
There was serious money that was put into this marijuana farm. Let's go to the phones to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
More power to him. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, that is sad that people are so willing to capitulate because if government officials start talking to you and trying to scare you and say, well, you know, you better just, work out some sort of plea bargain or something, because if you go to trial, you know, you're going to lose big time. You know, that's a pretty good indicator, actually, you're probably going to win, okay? Mm. And that's why they don't want it to go to trial.
Right.
They'll do everything to get you to capitulate because, they have to scare you into submission to win.
Good point.
If you did, so...
We've seen that before, Mark, where, as it turns out, the people that have had the courage to take these things to trial end up discovering that the cops botched the investigation or the cops forgot to dot all the I's and cross all the T's on their paperwork, so they had to throw out certain evidence, and therefore they were able to actually win because, like all bureaucrats, the cops are slow, stupid, and inefficient. But if you if you don't give yourself the opportunity to discover their evidence and actually put up a fight, you'll never know how bad their case is.
Yeah, in fact, I'm reminded of a case. I can remember the guy's name. I think his first name was Rob something in the state of Oregon, and some feds were targeting him, so they set him up and went after him on marijuana charges, and he brought it to court, and the jury acquitted him. They were like, you know, what you guys did was entrapment, and we're going to acquit this guy, you know. I can't remember the guy's name, but it was a pretty big case. Like Rob, his first name is Rob.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, I wanted to comment on, make a few comments on this big government-controlled socialized medicine that we already do have.
A government-controlled what medicine?
Socialized.
Oh, socialized.
Socialized medicine that we already do. So people are confused. They confuse socialized medicine with universal medicine. And when we have universal medicine, the difference between socialized medicine and that is it's going to become compulsory. As Murray Rothbard said, it's going to turn us into healthcare draftees, kind of like schools. You know, those aren't just socialized. That's universal. You know, it's going to be like a hybrid between schools and prisons, you know. You're going to
I've never heard that distinction made. I mean, when they're talking about universal health care, it's a socialist plan.
Well, we already have. So I would argue between, like, the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission.
You're saying we have socialist health care, but it's not universally socialist yet.
Yeah, precisely.
Makes sense.
But when it's universally, we're going to see, like, the prisonification, what I call health care, where they're going to be able to basically grab you, and you're going to be covered whether you like. Well, see, now you can choose to opt out of the system. They're going to be like, you know, you're saying some things we find objectionable. We want you to go see a psychiatrist. In fact, you're not going to have a choice.
Buddy, yeah.
Because you know what?
You
universal
need testing.
Universal coverage, babe. You're covered, buddy. We can grab you, and we can bring you into the hospital. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
That's
point,
the difference.
Mark.
But I wanted to, it's kind of funny, the shortages that are created with government intervention. I want to bring up my example. I think it's kind of funny. And you know, hopefully there's nobody from the government listening, but let me just say...
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I don't care. Well, I don't care if there are. You know, I'm a disabled veteran, okay? And, of course, the VA, so I've never... Oh, my God, you talk about a horrible bureaucracy. But I have some injuries I sustained while I was in the Marine Corps. I'm also in the National Guard right now, okay?
Okay.
I was in the Marine Corps. But guess what? I can't get orders until my problems that are service-connected that... You know, I ended up with, due to the Marine Corps, are taken care of.
You can't take orders until they take care of the problems? Is that what you said?
Exactly. I can't get orders and deploy anywhere until the VA takes care of this problem. You know, takes care of some of my
good.
Health
that
problems.
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. So
preventing you from going anywhere because they're so bureaucratic and slow.
Yeah, so they're so slow and they're so lax that they don't take care of you. And guess what?
Well, good. It's keeping you in
the
United States.
Deployed. Yeah.
Keeping you safe. So, thanks, Mark. Their inefficiencies keeping you alive. More on the way, Free Talk Live.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. If you've missed a show, get it online. Right down the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. We go back for an entire year. There's no games, no logging in, no membership fee. You just go and get them free. FreeTalkLive.com. To the phones we go. Your show, your calls. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Dave.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, I wanted to say something about the Real ID Resistance Bill in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, as some of your readers or listeners may not, but New Hampshire is considering a bill that would resist the Real ID Act and prevent New Hampshire from participating in this national identity card.
Right, it's being studied now. They didn't actually pass it per se, but they've got a study committee formed.
Well, making it into a study committee was a defeat for us, but a narrow defeat.
Right.
I guess I call it a defeat of the people of New Hampshire by the fence.
Yeah, the federal government was lobbying really hard. It was really trying to get them to actually say yes to Real ID.
Correct. And I just want to say this, if I may paraphrase one of history's more colorful freedom fighters. Though large tracts of America and many old and famous freedoms have fallen or may fall into the grip of the Homeland Security Department and all the odious apparatus of authoritarian rule, we shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end, peaceably, but ever growing in activity and resolve. In this manner, we shall fight in New Hampshire. We shall fight on the sidewalks and street corners. We shall fight with growing confidence and strength on the airwaves. We shall defend our island of freedom, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the papers. We shall fight in the legislatures. We shall fight in the offices of our rulers and on their phone lines. We shall never surrender. And if this state and a large part of it were subjugated and under the thrall of the surveillance regime, her core resistors, armed and guarded by the simple principles of liberty, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, a new generation, with all its youthful power and might, steps forth to the rescue and liberation of the old.
Wow, who wrote that?
Well, I only wrote a few words of it. Mostly that's Winston Churchill.
Oh, I see. You modified it.
I just modified Winston
Churchill.
That's
what he said to paraphrase.
Correct.
That was very good. Very good.
I sent that to most of my senators and reps and put it in the letter to the editor and so forth. But I think it's important for people to understand that we've just begun to fight.
Exactly, and I don't think they get it yet. I think they're starting to realize that, you know, there's something happening. I think that, you know, they've certainly never seen turnouts, and they've never seen the amount of concerned individuals that are attending the Senate discussions and that
yeah.
sort of thing. They're probably surprised and shocked by this. There was one of the Free State Project members was there with a video camera, videotaping. Apparently that really bugged one of the senators, or it appeared to bug him at least. He kept glancing over at the camera. And so they're not used to this. They're not used to this kind of level of attention from the people that they rule over. And I like that, Dave, because I don't think that they don't realize the coming storm, if you will, the coming storm of liberty activists. They're going to be coming into the state of New Hampshire and making a real stand, a real principled stand for liberty on a variety of different issues, whether it be Real ID or the war on drugs or property taxes. There's going to be a variety of fronts to fight on, and everybody who comes over can choose whichever issues most interest them.
Well, even on this one issue, there is we've just barely scratched the surface, and we're still getting 170-man turnouts at rallies, and we're still packing the Senate. And most New Hampshire residents don't even yet know what's going on. Wait until they all find out about it. They all hate it. I was at the city clerk's office the other day in my city, and I just mentioned it to her, and she was like, give me your email address. Give me that website. Get in touch with me. And it's like city workers are like lining up to volunteer.
We're even getting bureaucrats on our
side. Exactly, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, very cool, man.
Issue by issue, we'll bring freedom to New Hampshire.
It's our issue.
Very cool. Dave, anything else on your mind?
Nothing else I can think of. I'll be in touch.
Thanks for the call, as always. 1-800-259-9231. He said his city. He's in Keene, by the way, which is where we're going to end up. And it's where Rich from Utah is right now. He called a couple times this week on the road. He literally just decided remember he told us that Utah apparently in their last legislative session passed 300 brand new laws. Now, when these things happen,
who wants to learn all those laws so that you
could?
So that you can't violate them?
Who could? I mean, when they say 300 laws, that could mean 300 laws of several hundred pages each. I mean, you don't know. Anyway, when these things pass, the news companies, the television stations, that sort of thing in town, usually will focus on the most controversial.
Right. They'll pick five of them.
The anti-smoking laws, that sort of thing. And they'll say, well, coming into law this week on the 1st, we've got this law and this law and this law. And there's 900 other laws that are also...
And they sort of celebrate it, too. Yay, the lawmakers made laws.
Look, they're doing laws.
They're doing their jobs. It's good. The politicians are being good because they're making laws. Ugh. Oh, no, yuck.
As a matter of fact, it scared Rich out of the entire state of Utah. He'd had enough. He said, this is it. I'm going to New Hampshire. He chose Keene, which I thought was a good choice, because he seems like a really good activist. In fact, he's emailed us about the child porn panic. We were talking about this a couple weeks back, how this whole fear of children, this fear of being accused of like abusing children is preventing people from helping kids. We touched on it last night, as a matter of fact. The guy that was driving along the road, the two-year-old walking on the side of the road, he left the kid alone because he was afraid of what people would think. Well, the kid took a dive into a river or a lake and died, drowned, because the guy was scared to deal with it. Well, he says, you had a great discussion about our society's child porn panic. You did a great job of pointing out how ridiculous the laws are, how widely people's opinions differ on what is and isn't porn, and how much it's costing society to prosecute and persecute people who may or may not be doing anything wrong. Remember, like the people taking pictures of their kids in bathtubs, that sort of thing? That's porn?
Yeah.
There are several important points that I think deserve further examination and discussion. Number one, nakedness doth not pornography make. Our current American culture has a most definite and regrettable double standard regarding nudity and sexiness.
Right.
For some reason, probably a remnant of the Puritan roots of the early colonists and leftover insanity from the Victorian era, people in America are offended by simple nudity. And yet it's perfectly acceptable.
Well, one must say that you've got to kind of be nude to have sex. I mean, there's a correlation. It's not like these things are completely separate. It's not like the Americans have, the color red and sex collapsed.
I think he's talking about outside of the bedroom.
I understand. I do agree that nudity is not pornography.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, these things aren't completely separate either.
Okay, well, as he points out here, it's perfectly acceptable, even though these people are offended by simple nudity, though it's perfectly acceptable for print and television ads to be blatantly and overtly sexual, intentionally sexually arousing, so long as the models are clothed.
Mm.
Number two, remove the mote from thine own eye. The famous photographer Ansel Adams once said, quote, there are at least two people in every photograph, the photographer and the viewer. When people look at photographs, they're looking as much into a mirror as they are through a window. What each individual sees in a picture is profoundly influenced by the prejudices and emotional baggage that they bring with them to the viewing.
Absolutely.
Whether they're aware of this phenomenon or not. That's why one picture, the same picture, can mean something entirely different from one viewer to the next. Oh, yeah, that's really deep. It means blah, blah, blah. What do you mean deep? It's just a picture of dog poo. You know, people don't see things the same.
True.
1-800-259-9231. He has some other points about porn, especially kids being naked in pictures. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well-documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It has been created by you, the listeners. The content on the wiki, over 600 unique pages created by the listeners. You can go and register yourself. It's free, of course. And you can edit virtually anything that you see. So if you see something inaccurate, change it. If you want to add something completely new, add it. wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're reading an email from Rich. He was formerly from Utah, now currently living in the Free State. I think he's currently looking for a place to live, sort of at a hotel or something like that.
Well, you know.
He was so sick of Utah's rules and regulations, he just decided up and go to New Hampshire. So good for him. These are his thoughts on the very controversial issue of child porn. Or what some people consider child porn, which in Rich's opinion certainly is not. Like the picture of your kids in the bathtub. Is that child porn? Some people think so. Some people have been reported to the police for that.
You know, the child porn thing brings up an interesting question. Everybody hates child porn. Nobody wants to see children get hurt. And but it's not as easy and cut and dry as people think. Some people see pictures of babies as pornography. Some people don't. I've got pictures of myself when I was a child in a bathtub with my cousins. It wasn't group sex, I swear. secondly, what about pictures that are drawn by sick reprobates that depict child porn? know, something. I don't know. I'm not even going to draw a picture for you. But,
They don't want to actually go and find the real stuff. Or maybe they could, but they're too afraid to. So they draw their fantasies.
Right. I mean, and people can make very realistic pictures.
Right.
Or they can make just comic book type pictures.
Right.
Should that be considered pornography?
That's up to you. You tell us. 800-259-9231.
What if somebody decides to write a story about it? I don't know. I mean, that doesn't seem
sure
like child
done.
Porn to me. To me.
It's certainly dirty thoughts. Should we outlaw dirty thoughts? That's the question there, isn't it? We'll continue with Rich. He points out that when you look at a photo, you're looking as much into the mirror as you are through a window. Each individual sees in a picture is profoundly influenced by the prejudice and emotional baggage they bring with them to the viewing. Many people who are perfectly content and not disturbed in the least by the alluring, titillating, and even downright erotic images in magazines like Cosmo, Teen, and Vogue, people who go out of their way to read the latest sex scandal in the gossip rags or
right.
watch it on the daytime soap operas suddenly go into moral outrage upon seeing nude photographs by such artists as Joyce Tennyson, Jock Sturgis, or Sally Mann. These are people that take photos of children nude. They get outraged by these photos. Or the innocent kid in the bathtub snapshots that bring smiles to the faces of so many parents. Perhaps these people would do better to examine their own reaction to these images rather than slapping the label of pornographer under the creators thereof. Perhaps they should investigate why they find themselves so angry about these pictures. Perhaps it's that these people who'd be better served by a visit, to a psychological or psychiatric counselor than the parents delighting in their child's puerility or the artist celebrating the beauty of the human figure. So, you tell me, which is more, it's a great point, which is more pornographic, the picture of the slutty girls in the teen magazines with their clothes on, or a picture of a six-year-old sitting on a rock somewhere, naked? Up to you.
I can tell you which ones I have more pornographic thoughts about.
Which one?
You don't know?
I'm in that. I can imagine
Britney Spears
okay.
in her little leather pants.
Right. There you go.
It's far more pornographic to me than some naked kid in the bathtub.
Indeed. Number three, when society panics, the bad guys win. It's a sad truth that in our society, people are strongly influenced in their behavior by what they think of what other people might think of them. You recently reported on another story where a young child drowned after a man who could have helped her find her way back to her parents refrained from doing so for fear of being seen as a pedophile. This is a prime example of how societal moral panics can unintentionally have a far-reaching and devastating effect on people. When people let their fear of what someone else might think of them affect how they live their lives, they are, in effect, abdicating their own right and responsibility for making their own choices. They are, in essence, allowing other people, who they don't even know necessarily, to make their choices for them. You're changing your behavior based on what you think others will do or think. When people allow the fear that their photograph of their kids in the tub might be seen as arousing by some pervert to cause them to abstain from even taking the photo in the first place,
mm-hmm.
then they're allowing the perverts to control their lives. Needlessly, I might add, since it's been shown time and time again that the perverts who prey sexually on little children are just as, or even more, turned on by the underwear and swimsuit ads in the Sunday paper and the JCPenney catalog as they are by pictures of naked kids. These people like kids, period. They don't care if they're naked or not. It's still a turn on for them. That's a great point.
And, also to that point that our behavior is modified by these people, think about this, parents. Would you let a teenage boy babysit your kids? Parents, if you have a teenage boy, would you let your teenage boy babysit kids?
I mean,
it's as though we are, like, males.
I guess the answer is no.
Are
right?
Vociferous, terrible animals. You know, we can't control our sexual desires, and of course they must be turned on children.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for whatever reason, teenage boys don't do much babysitting anymore.
Mm.
At one point in time, it was okay. Now, it just doesn't seem to be okay anymore.
Well, to such a pervert, a photo of your 5-year-old daughter in her Easter dress is just as sexually arousing as a photo of her naked in the bathtub. It's another example of phenomenon that Ansel Adams described in the quote I gave earlier. The perverts bring their own prejudices and emotional baggage into the viewing of the image. In such cases, it's the pervert that causes the image to be pornographic, regardless of the intent of the creator of the image.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. The number 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is free. If you like that, well, you can voluntarily support us with the AMP program. Over 220 of our listeners have become amplifiers. And you can too. AMP.freetalklive.com. We ask for $3 a month. The money comes in. We turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote it to the industry, the radio industry. We get on more stations. We promote it online. We get more internet listeners. We get more people to come across the message of freedom and liberty every night because of you. Amp.freetalklive.com, if you're an amplifier, of course. And, of course, you can tell your friends. If you can't afford $3 a month, tell some friends about the show. It's an easy way to do it. All right. We go to the phones. To Keith in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. You're the man. What's up, Keith?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I was going to ask about the prison population in America. Does anybody know the current figures?
Oh, my gosh. 2 million. You know, over 2 million. I believe it's eclipsed, I think, 2.3 or 2.4 or something like that. It's like one out of every 30 people in America or something like that.
How come I'm listening to a show on mainstream on InfoWars, different show than you have going, but they're talking about prisons on the show. I didn't understand what was going on.
Oh, I see.
I've heard that it's actually over 6 million now, and it's quadrupled in 3 years.
That might 6 million might include people in probation and that sort of thing. That might be the case.
Total system.
It's outrageous. One thing is for sure: we have more people per capita in prison than any other developed nation in the world. It's sick stuff, man. And it's all really primarily because of the war on drugs. That's why we need to bring it to an end.
Right. It's mostly drugs, but it's more significant than it would have quadrupled in just a few years.
It's really disturbing. You're right, Keith. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So some final thoughts from Rich on this whole child porn scare that we have in this country. He just pointed out that if a parent doesn't take a photo of their young child in a bathtub because they're afraid of being labeled a pornographer, they're allowing themselves to be controlled by the perverts. They're allowing their decisions about what photos they take, their lives, to be controlled by the sickos. As he points out, whether or not you take photos of the kids naked in the tub, the perverts will still be perverts. Your kids terrassing around the house naked doesn't cause the guy down the street to become a pedophile.
Right.
People do not become child rapists because they saw pictures of naked children on the internet. When people are ruled by their fear of being labeled child pornographers, fear of stranger danger, they allow their choices to be made for them by the perverts. Likewise, when people live in fear of terrorism, allowing themselves to be corralled into their homes, plastered with ID cards and chips, mm-hmm. prodded and poked at airports, they allow their choices to be made for them by the terrorists. Our freedoms are being lost.
Mm-hmm.
When people are ruled by fear, they allow their choices to be made for them by the very people that they fear. That's why moral panics, like our society's current panics over terrorism and kiddie porn, allow the bad guys to win. When we give up our own right to self-determination in the false hope that someone will do something to protect us from the bad guys, and as a result, the bad guys get exactly what they want. A very wise man once stated very simply and clearly the solution to the problem. And I had never heard this quote before, Manwich, but since I read it in Rich's email, it's got to be one of my favorites. It's by Dr. Seuss, of all people. And the quote is, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind."
Nice.
Be who you are and say say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Those are words to live life by. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. How would you-